Thank you, Darren. The next shareholder proposal calls for a report on the costs and associated benefits of the company's environmental expenditures. I understand that Steve Malloy will present the proposal. Operator, please open his line. Steve, go ahead.
Good morning, my fellow shareholders. My name is Steve Malloy. Our share price was rocked this year by the oil production war and the coronavirus lockdown. You may think these events were unforeseeable and management is simply doing the best it can. Or you can realize ExxonMobil operates in a dangerous and unpredictable world where management must be prepared for all sorts of catastrophic events. I filed my shareholder proposal because I take the latter view and management is letting us down. Our world runs on fossil fuels. Nothing in our world happens without them. Nothing. And now to recover from the coronavirus lockdown, we will need cheap, reliable fossil fuels more than ever. But what is management doing? Management is helping radical left-wing groups scare the public about fossil fuel emissions. Management is lobbying for a CO2 tax so consumers can use less of the product Exxon sells. Management wants America to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement, a hoax of a treaty that would limit fossil fuel use in the U.S. while allowing communist China to do whatever it wants. Is management incompetent or just irresponsible? Well, one thing's for sure. When management talks about climate, it is spewing nonsense. You can read about some of management's baloney in my shareholder proposal or in my op-ed in today's Wall Street Journal. But here's the bottom line. ExxonMobil could stop selling oil and gas today and forever, and it would make no difference to weather or climate. In fact, the entire U.S. could stop emitting today and forever, and it would make no difference to weather or climate. The math is simple. Management says it is simply preparing for the inevitable low-carbon world. But remember, nothing in the real world happens or will happen anytime soon without oil and gas. Even left-wing filmmaker Michael Moore was compelled to expose the fraud of renewable energy in the low-carbon world in his documentary, Planet of the Humans. The reality of a low-carbon world would be poorer and dirtier, and with a much lower standard of living. The death and deprivation of a low-carbon world would make the tragedy of COVID-19 look like a sneeze. Preparing to knuckle under to a low-carbon world is tantamount to getting used to the idea of a communist China-dominated world. Management should be fighting the low-carbon world, not facilitating this global suicide. Climate radicals want to go from the economic and societal devastation of the coronavirus lockdown straight into the economic and societal devastation of a climate lockdown. They say this all the time, and they are serious. Many of you may be thinking, oh, that'll never happen. But did you ever imagine the price of oil could go below zero as it did in April? We need management to dial into reality. Yes, there is a real climate risk out there, but it's got nothing to do with the weather. Climate and the low-carbon world are not about controlling the weather. They're about controlling us. Just ask Michael Moore, who had his film yanked down off YouTube because it exposed the ugly truth about renewable energy and the green fraud behind it. The real threat we face is climate communism, a strong but realistic term. And management wants to surrender ExxonMobil, our investments, our standard of living, and our liberties to it. No, thank you. I'm not worried about the weather in the year 2050. I'm worried about the totalitarianism of the year 1984, and you should be too. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Steve. I appreciate your comments. Let me start by saying I understand some of the concerns that you've mentioned. I think they're misplaced, though, at ExxonMobil. We certainly agree that transparency and accurate disclosures are important for our shareholders to appropriately assess the potential risk and benefits of investments and all the opportunities, inclusive of those undertaken to address the risk of climate change, are evaluated to support the objective of generating long-term shareholder value. In fact, I think if you look at our plans going into the future, we intend to grow production of both oil and gas to meet the growing demands of society. We also believe, though, that our efforts to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions have a long-term substantive benefit to the corporation. In fact, we've seen over many years numerous examples of where our investments to mitigate environmental impact also improve business performance. There is undoubtedly a strong correlation between safe, reliable, and responsible operations, including steps to reduce emissions, and financial and operating performance. Some examples include cogeneration, where we generate both power and steam, saves emissions and energy at the same time. Reducing flaring, reducing methane leaks, preserves products, and reduces emissions at the same time. As a company, we've been very clear for society to meet its ambitions to significantly move to less carbon-intensive fuels, new technologies are going to be needed. And earlier during my presentation, I outlined the various technologies we are researching that could help society transition to a lower carbon energy
system consistent with the goals of the Paris Agreement. I'll conclude by stressing that we are fully transparent and publicly disclose activities and expenditures associated with environmental protection and in addressing the risk of climate change. Sources include the Energy and Carbon Summary, Outlook for Energy, and the Sustainability Report. Therefore, the board recommends shareholders vote against this proposal.